We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The face of baseball could be in some huge trouble. Hey, welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Perloff, it's details about a betting scandal now, a sports gambling scandal that has wrapped up Shohei Ohtani. So here's what's going on. While Ohtani is literally playing right now in South Korea, his longtime interpreter and friend has been fired from the Dodgers because he was making illegal sports bets with a bookmaker in California to the tune of $4.5 million in losses. Sports betting is not legal in California, so he was making bets with an illegal bookmaker, and there's two versions of this story. The first version is that he came clean to Ohtani, did a mea culpa, asked Ohtani to cover his gambling debts, and Ohtani cut two different wire transfers of $500,000 each to this illegal bookmaker on behalf of his friend and interpreter. That's the first story. The second story, which changed between Tuesday and Wednesday, was that Ohtani had no idea that his friend and interpreter was gambling, did not know what the money was for, and in fact has been the victim of massive fraud.
This is not good, Maggie.
No.
This is not good for the face of baseball.
No.
Here's the thing. It's going to be such a confusing case because of the interpreter and Shohei, and you've already, how many times has the story changed? Twice, majorly.
Two big ones, yeah.
I think this is just the beginning. I think Ohtani's got a huge group around him. I think he's going to try and confuse, obfuscate, make it, I didn't know what was happening, and distance himself, because let's look at where this could go. Obviously, if you can link him directly to a bookmaker, that's already a suspension. If you ever link him even more, if he gets more involved, bigger suspension. If you ever think that he did something on the field, which I think is way, way away, but that's got to be the suspicion. If it was, you know, I think we all like Shohei and we all assume the best out of him, but we have no idea. I mean, listen, Pete Rose said, I never affected a baseball game by my betting. And I think it was,
he's still banned from the sport.
He's still banned from the sport, and I don't think we all believed him.
Yeah.
I think everyone said, well, you know what? Maybe you made a different bullpen decision because you had money on this game. If you could ever link anything to the game, then we're talking scandal of the decade.
You're absolutely right. And again, the fact that, according to the reporting from both ESPN and the LA Times, who are both all over this story, there are wire transfers that have Shohei Ohtani's name on it. And not only that, it's actually spelled the correct way. Apparently, he doesn't have an H in his name. The way that he spells it, it's just O-T-A-N-I. And that's the way that it appears on the wire transfer. And the interpreter is saying that he watched Ohtani from Ohtani's computer make these two $500,000 wire transfers to this bookmaker for a quote-unquote loan, because the bookmaker said you have to put a reason. You don't want to say gambling debts. So you put to a loan, and of course, the bookmaker gets busted. The feds are now investigating the bookmaker, and what do you think's going to happen? The bookmaker and the associates of the bookmaker are singing like canaries. So they have Ohtani, and they at least have his name linked. They said he never met Ohtani in person, but they have his name linked. And now you've got one of the major athletes and, again, the face of the sport who's directly linked to a bookmaker. It is a disaster. And here's the thing. Even if Ohtani tries to plead ignorance, I don't think that's going to be a defense here. Maybe in the court of public opinion, but I don't know if that's a defense in actual court, if it goes there.
Yeah, but you could try. I mean, he's going to have to try something here, Maggie. I think that there's a long legal battle ahead, and he will claim he did not understand the gambling nature of this. He, you know, there's going to be gray area galore.
Yeah.
By the way, Otani playing really well already this season.
Just drove in a run.
I think that he's actually going to ball out while this is all going on. Because baseball is a funny sport. I don't think that kind of distraction necessarily is going to affect your hitting. It's really just you're up there against a pitcher. You're not going to be, maybe this will be a refuge for Shohei. I think the irony is Shohei will probably have another MVP season while all this is going on. I do think also there's a long way to go before he actually gets in trouble. He's probably got the best lawyers on earth. He's going to use language as a major barrier in the California court system.
Yeah.
He's going to say, I didn't understand this. This was said to me this way and that way. And then here's another question. What about the Dodgers? I mean, what is their role in this? Is this going to be beyond just Shohei, and is the team going to be culpable?
Yeah, did anyone know that this guy was racking up these gambling debts? Because here's the thing. The interpreter, again, making bets with an illegal bookmaker to the tune of $4.5 million in losses, and he did this mea culpa yesterday to the Dodgers after the game. He gets fired. But there's a lot of things that are hard to believe that kind of stretch the ability to believe. Right. Number one, the interpreter saying he didn't know that the bookmaker was illegal. It's like, all right, well, you lost $4.5 million. Clearly, betting is a huge part of your life. You have a DraftKings account. You know that doesn't work in California because sports betting is not legal there. Like, come on. You met the guy at a poker game. I mean, it just stretches all bounds of any kind of possibility. The other is that Shohei Ohtani didn't know. Now, listen, I get it. People hide their vices. And, you might not be fully privy to everything that your friends or even family members are doing. But let's not paint this like Ohtani just shows up to the ballpark and this guy, the interpreter, answers a couple questions about got to take it one day at a time and wow, I'm so happy to be in Cleveland finally, or whatever. They are really tight. This is a guy who, as a translator, is really like a lifeline for Ohtani. The wives are friends. The families are friends. They post on Instagram all these pictures with each other. Ohtani does with the interpreter and his wife. This is somebody who's interpreting what the coaches and managers' messages are to Ohtani. He's reading scouting reports for Ohtani. He plays catch with Ohtani. Ohtani doesn't even do that with his own teammates. They're doing fungos and stuff with this guy. Like, he is a huge part of his life. To think that Ohtani would have no clue that this guy is placing these bets, I can't believe it.
Well, I will say one thing. Gambling addicts, or just like any other addicts, they're incredibly conniving. They're incredibly clever. You can hide stuff from your family. I mean, we've heard so many stories. I do believe that it's not as simple like that. Shohei definitely knew everything was going on. Look at the guy who just stole $22 million from the Jaguars, another gambling addict.
Yeah.
Gambling addicts are very good at fooling people around them. Drug addicts are the same way. I think that there is a chance that Shohei did not understand exactly what was happening. I mean, there could be a gray area. Do you think this guy came up and said, I've been betting with an illegal bookie. Can I have 500? 500,000.
Two wire transfers of $500,000 each.
Is it possible he manipulated or fooled Shohei into making this payment? I think that's believable because this guy, you said it, he's a liar.
Right.
So why would he not lie to Shohei?
Yeah. I mean, I think I guess I'm not automatically giving Shohei the benefit of the doubt on this but maybe I should. Maybe that's wrong of me. We're going to find out. But bottom line is, Shohei's name is now linked to an illegal bookmaker. It is a disaster on top of a disaster for Ohtani.
Yeah.
Because there's always going to be a little speculation, too. Like, I don't know if people think Ohtani was placing the bets or whatever. It's not illegal for Ohtani to bet on other sports, by the way. If you're an athlete, you can bet on the NBA and college football and football. You just can't do it from the facility is generally one of the rules.
That's a baseball rule?
Baseball, you can't bet on baseball. Do you remember Jameson Williams got in trouble with the Detroit Lions because he was betting on college football, but he was betting from the facility?
Right,
that's a no-no.
I think that's an NFL rule.
Might just be NFL.
But regardless, also, there's no betting in California. So,
right. It's all illegal.
This is definitely a mess. I'm just very curious to watch Shohei try and push this away from himself and his team. First of all, don't discount that team and baseball and the Dodgers. There's a lot of money wrapped up in Shohei. He is really the big ticket for the sport right now.
Yep.
Pitcher, best hitter in baseball. I'll bet you everyone, we were joking about Rob Manfred last. You think Rob Manfred wants to spend Shohei Ohtani? No way. He's like, maybe I'm going to retire early because this is going to be very hard for baseball to do, to sit probably their most popular player right now.
I get it, and I know that Calvin Ridley wasn't the same type of popular, and it was a parlay, and he got a year suspension.
Like, yeah, Patrick Mahomes was not getting a year suspension.
Okay, definitely not, but is there something where there's so much at stake for the sport beyond Shohei? You know, he is the face, yes, but there's so much more beyond him. Do you have to send a message here? Rob Manfred loves to send a message. That guy has not been a message he doesn't like to send.
I would send a message with the White Sox second baseman, not Shohei Ohtani. I don't think they're going to send a message here. I think Shohei's too important to the sport.
You think he's going to skate on this the whole way?
I think he probably will get a suspension. No, I don't think the hammer comes down on Shohei. This is, again, a lot of more facts to come out here. If he is not linked directly to sports gambling himself, I think he skates here. And I think it's because of star power, and, you know, that means a lot in America.
So here's the thing. You're saying if they find out he's linked, he's already linked.
No, but if he was making the bets, if he's not making the bets and he's covering for his friend, I think he finds a way to wiggle out of this. You're right. I might be way too forgiving to Shohei Ohtani, but I do think there are a lot of people who do not want to see him away from the sport, and I think that matters.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. 4227. Man, not what baseball was hoping for.
Well, they are in the news. The irony of baseball is the most popular they've ever been is when there's gigantic cheating scandals going on. This is not necessarily a death knell. At least people are going to tune in now.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Again, 855-212-4CBS. So the details on this, just pretty stunning. And it's funny because even if Ohtani does, like, the fact that the story has changed so wildly in 24 hours, the story from the interpreter was Ohtani knew about my gambling debts. He covered $1 million of my gambling debts for me. I owe him everything. I just want you to know Ohtani had nothing to do with this. He didn't gamble on sports. This was all me. To then, he knew nothing about this. All this money has been stolen from him. It's just such a 180-degree turn from the original story. Even if the original story is from someone who's lying, it is such a huge turn.
But the tricky thing, though, the public, the first thing they heard was that this guy was stealing from Ohtani. That's the first headline I saw.
Right.
And that's kind of stuck in my head, too. And even if Ohtani was covering him, this guy is the criminal here. Actually, the bookie is the real criminal.
Yeah. Well.
But it feels like the translator is already set up to be the bad guy, not Ohtani.
Oh, definitely. He's out front. This is like, you know, Barry Bonds is, you know, the guy who went to jail for him for obstructing justice.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's out there. He wants to take the medicine.
I don't see it that way because Bonds was the bad guy in that scenario. The interpreter is the bad guy in this scenario.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, I think the guy who was going down for Bonds was a victim in a way. I think Ohtani seems like the victim right now. Maybe I'm naive, but it feels like he was screwed over.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Okay, it is one of the greatest days in sports. First day in earnest of the NCAA tournament. Nick Kostos is going to join us from You Better You Bet. This is funny that we're going to have a betting expert on after we're talking about the scandal. But Nick is at everything above board. He's going to give us some tips for filling out your brackets next.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. Wild day here, first day of the tournament. Trying to cover this Shohei Ohtani news linked to a gambling scandal. And Maggie, we're just the beginning. The onion is going to be unpeeled for a long time now. And I think it's incredibly fascinating.
Yeah, it's Shohei Ohtani's interpreter who was placing bets with an illegal bookmaker in California to the tune of $4.5 million in losses. And where the big divergence here when it comes to Ohtani is the first story was Ohtani knew about the gambling debts and actually cut two wire transfers of $500,000 each to an illegal bookmaker to cover or help cover the gambling losses incurred by his interpreter. The second story, because this story changed very quickly from Tuesday to Wednesday, is actually Ohtani had no idea that this interpreter was gambling, had no idea about the money, and that he's just been the victim of massive fraud. Oof. Let's go to Brent, who's in Tennessee, has a thought on this scandal. Hey, Brent, how are you?
Doing well, Maggie. Yourself?
We're doing good. What's your take on Ohtani?
Good. You know, as soon as I heard this, my mind went back to him deferring all of his money till later on. which is kind of unusual.
Yeah.
So I got to thinking, is this an issue where maybe he knows he's got a gambling problem and he wanted to protect his long-term money and maybe get this under control?
Wow.
Yeah, I had the same thought. I would say, like,
Brent, it's not a great thought.
That explained it more than I thought, but I'm like, huh. Shohei Ohtani, what's he known for this gigantic deferment? Is it somehow linked to this? So maybe somebody couldn't get all his money now.
So it's $700 million yeah. contract over 10 years with 680 of it deferred for 10 years. So he's not getting the money until, what year is it, 2034? Something about there? Is it maybe, Brent, and it's a good theory, is it that Ohtani has a gambling problem, or did he understand that he's been implicated in this scandal? And
right, so if the MLB,
about that, yeah.
Maybe if the if we were, this is terrible because we have no proof of this. Just to be very clear, we're jumping to conclusions here. What if he knew MLB was going to suspend him for a year and then he was going to lose that salary for a year? Now he's only losing $2 million. Ooh.
Well, this is like a little of what happened with Deshaun Watson and the Browns that first
yeah,
year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People were upset because Deshaun got a fully guaranteed $230 million contract yeah. and the first year only paid him $1 million because they knew he'd be suspended.
Ooh. I forgot about that.
This is interesting. Do you think a lot of people believe that this is also just a cover and that Ohtani is the one with the gambling problem and the interpreter was making bets for Ohtani?
I think it's too early to leap that way. Yeah. To me, I mean, yes, I do think a lot of people are going to think that, but we have no proof. I mean, we got to be clear.
Right.
As hosts of the show, we cannot say that. I think it's irresponsible to say that at this point.
Right. All we have is a paper trail of two $500,000 wire transfers with Ohtani's name on it. I'm glad that ain't me. Ray's in California. Hey, Ray.
Hey, how you doing, Maggie? So from what I heard, I drive at night. I'm a truck driver. But from what I've heard while listening to different programs is that the money came from Ohtani's personal account.
Right.
So how is he not implicated? I mean, he has to have some egg on his face, right?
Oh.
I mean, I just don't see how he can just, you know, get away scot-free or, you know, and just put it all as interpreter.
Oh, right. I mean, you're with the majority, I think, of all of us, and thanks for making that distinction. The interpreter saying Ohtani went to his laptop, his own personal laptop, and cut these two checks, basically, to an illegal bookmaker. Boom, you're implicated. Boom, the commissioner could suspend you off of that alone. What Ohtani, I think, is going to say is he didn't know either what the money was for, and he was duped out of the money, or that never happened.
It's a unique relationship, a player and an interpreter. Basically, the player is putting his life in this interpreter's hands. This interpreter could say anything to the media. So there's got to be a level of trust that is huge here, and I think that's going to be part of it. Ohtani's going to say, I trusted him with my computer. I trusted him with my life, basically. So he's going to, if Ohtani is smart, he's going to put it all on the interpreter. I mean, let's face it, if that interpreter is in the perfect position to steal from a Shohei Ohtani, that's believable, too. I mean, it is believable, though, Ohtani's a victim here.
No doubt. It can be any way this thing turns, I might believe it. Pat Boyle is here doing updates for us this morning. How you doing, Pat?
I'm doing good. Speaking of Ohtani and baseball on the field, his counterpart, Yoshi Yamamoto, MLB debut, lasted just one inning. Shelled to the tune of 5 runs, 4 hits. The Padres jumped all over him right away. Game 2 of the baseball season in Seoul, South Korea. It's 9-2 San Diego in the bottom of the third. Joe Musgrove on the bump for the Padres. 2 innings so far for him, but all the run support you could imagine. No home runs yet in this game, but it's been death by singles and sac flies and doubles and a couple of errors as well. So
can I make a hot take right here? I think this game is not over.
Yeah?
9-2 in the third inning. Dodgers have runners on. This feels like one of those games, and I'm here for it. Early morning shootout baseball. Scandal floating over. This is amazing.
Do we get our first comeback of the day, not from the tournament, but from baseball in South Korea?
I think this game's long gone.
Where did 9 come from? I totally missed that.
Yeah.
You start talking about betting scandals, you blink, and all of a sudden the Padres are up 9.
Dodgers had the bases loaded earlier and flew out. This game is not over. You're going to, Pat, Trust me on this one.
Dude, Dave Roberts is going to run out like the guys, you know, like the long relief guys. Grove was just pitching. He got lit up. Like, this just feels like a game where San Diego, it doesn't matter who they run out there, they're getting blown up.
You saw the highlights from yesterday. The San Diego Padres guy didn't even have, he had a hole in his glove.
Yeah,
this is Major League Baseball, yeah. And the guy blew the game because he had a hole in his glove. Anything could happen.
Now, maybe it was Shohei Ohtani's interpreter.
Honestly, I feel like we're almost a few seconds away from a position player taking the mound.
Guys,
you can't think that what's going on with the Dodgers and the scandal breaking is not going to have an impact on the team. Definitely.
Oh, no way. This is baseball. Those guys are used to anything. This is going to...
Yeah.
That's just, yeah, run of the mill. All right.
Sure.
Next Dodgers, game. Not to do play-by-play, Dodgers just missed hitting a 3-run homer by 2 feet.
It's true.
This game...
So you're getting excited about foul balls now?
I think it's going to be 18-14 Padres. That's my prediction.
Is it too soon to be like, hey, maybe we should throw a little scratch on
I was just thinking that. I was like, why don't you live bet the game then?
A live bet with the Dodgers
guys,
right now?
EJ, it is legal here in New York.
EJ, I'm going to need you to make a wire transfer.
EJ, how much money's in your wallet?
you guys have been all over the Ohtani stuff. We'll talk about that again next hour. March Madness, first four games last night, saw Grambling out of the SWAC beat Montana State 88-81 in OT in the battle of the 16 seeds. In the 10 seed matchup, Colorado took out Boise State 60-53. Madness officially kicks off today, 16 games, another 16 tomorrow. We'll see 15 seed Long Beach State take on Arizona in Salt Lake City. One of the best storylines on day one of the tournament features Long Beach State head coach Dan Monson. He was fired by the school after the regular season was over. They said, sure, we'll let you finish out. You can coach the conference tournament. They win the conference tournament. Now he's in the dance. He's not getting paid. He feels like he's living out a real-life Seinfeld episode.
I don't have to answer anything I don't want to because I'm working for free today. So it's like you guys see the Seinfeld when George Costanza was trying to get fired and couldn't lose his job and still going to work every day, and that's me. I'm a Seinfeld episode going on right now in real life.
How great. The guy has no job. He's coaching for free. They're in the dance. I mean, imagine if they were one of the 15 seeds that pulls off the shock.
Yeah, attention, front office morons. It's a great Seinfeld episode where George is trying to get fired from the Yankees to get
Amazing.
Hired by the Mets.
I think he combined two episodes.
He did.
Because that's when he tries to get fired from the Yankees, and then there's another one where he does get fired but keeps showing up.
Yes, and that apparently was a real life thing that happened to Larry David.
Of course.
That he actually quit in a huff Saturday Night Live. Being a writer on SNL in the 70s because they didn't do a sketch or something like that. And he realizes over the weekend what a horrible mistake he made. So he just shows up again on Monday like nothing ever happened. And Dick Ebersol's like, get the hell out of here.
And also, remember Kramer went to work at a place. He wasn't even an employee. He just showed up every day, became the most popular guy in the office and didn't do anything.
Old man Leland's busting my hump. Yeah. He goes, we got to fire you. And he goes, I don't even work here. And the boss goes, that's what makes this so difficult.
Yeah. By the way, 9-4.
Yeah,
already.
Already.
I'll tell you. Let's go Dodgers.
They're using the juice balls today. NFL Caleb Williams at his pro day.
How many scandals can we pack into one game?
As many as we can get.
Yeah. Who did Shohei's interpreter bet on today? That's terrible. Too soon.
Caleb Williams at his pro day yesterday at USC. According to NFL Network Steve Weish, Williams had dinner with the Bears the night before his pro day. Here's Caleb Williams. Does he expect it to be drafted by Chicago?
I wouldn't say it's my full expectation. Obviously, things can happen. Things can change throughout this time. I think it's around 33 days or so, 30 days until, you know, April 25th. And so, you know, a lot can change. You take it day by day. Handle and control what you can control.
NBA last night in OKC, the Thunder edged back into first in the West, pulled away to beat the Jazz 119-107. SGA, another 30-burger. Chet Holmgren with a 35-point double-double. Domas Sabonis.
Did you hear that? I know.
Whoa. Pat, I don't know if you know this bet. If Victor Wembanyama wins Rookie of the Year, I have to drive to San Antonio. I'm praying Chet Holmgren does
something. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and he's got to apologize to Wemby.
Well, you know, the nail in the coffin was when they played each other and Wembanyama basically won the game for the Spurs.
I told you.
But I agree. I thought Chet should have won Rookie of the Year before that game because he's putting up absurd numbers and he's the third or fourth best scorer on OKC.
And they're a better team.
Yeah.
But...
You know, matters
this
for MVP
over.
Winning, doesn't matter for Rookie of the Year.
Wemby has actually, and he's improved. I mean, hot take there. But Wemby, I am very impressed by Victor Wembanyama. I was wrong. I honestly, I wasn't kidding. I didn't think it was going to work, and he is Newsflash. Wemby's pretty good.
Yeah, that guy's good. And the only prayer you had of losing the bet, obviously we would never root for injuries around here, but when he turned the ankle, then you had a prayer because maybe he wouldn't even be eligible for a postseason award, but he's back and he's great.
And you're hoping Popovich, you know, load manage the rest of the year.
65 games is all I needed to play 64 games. Forget it. I'm fueling up the Honda as we speak.
Domas Sabonis, another triple-double. Kings crushed the Raptors 123-89, and no Giannis for the second straight game. The Celtics then had to hold off a furious Bobby Portis, and the Bucks come back. Boston nearly blew a 21-point lead. They held on to win 122-119. And then we got the women's college tournament kicking off tomorrow. They've got their last two first four games tonight. Arizona-Auburn in the 11-seed matchup, and then UT Martin versus Holy Cross in the 16-seed matchup.
Sorry, did you do the Suns game?
No,
not this time.
You're saving that.
Okay, because yesterday we did, I don't want to trample on your future updates, but if you're in the car now and you're not going to be later. So yesterday we did our great debate, which we do on Wednesdays, every Wednesday, 8 Eastern. And it was the greatest college basketball villain of all time. And so obviously Duke was heavily represented on that list. And Perloff, you went with Grayson Allen. He dropped 35 last night. I was like, was he hearing the show? Did he hear his name? Like, his ears must have been ringing, and then he went out and was raining threes.
I did say he on the show yesterday, he's shooting 48% from three. He's a real factor in the NBA. But he's only scoring like 11 points a game. But, man, a guy like that in today's NBA is perfect, and he doesn't trip people anymore.
Not yet. Wait to the playoffs, if they make it.
He can't help himself. It's compulsion. It's like Shohei's interpreter.
I feel like he...
The sickness.
Didn't he go to an anger management guy to get him through that?
I don't know.
He did.
Anger management guy. He needs to go to somebody to not make him, you know...
No, he had a compulsive trigger problem at Duke. Remember like 4 years ago, this was the number one story. And now, before Shohei's interpreter, there was Grayson Allen tripping people.
It's not Draymond getting another scuffle last night. These guys go to get this help, and you know it doesn't take the first time.
Got that one, knocked Taylor Jenkins onto the floor, the Grizzlies coach. Yeah, it's not anger management. It's just called don't be an a-hole.
I think that he
should start a program.
He's gotten over a lot of that. He's talked about it. He's actually a pretty good story. He still hated him at Duke.
He definitely made the cut for our most hated athletes, college basketball athletes. Okay. Thank you, Pat. Got a lot more to do this morning. We're going to keep them coming. Again, the Shohei Ohtani story, just bizarre. And now he's up to bat with the Dodgers trailing 9-6. What happened? You're right. Every time we look up, the score is closer and closer with a man on and Ohtani.
Yeah, this is
wild.
He's
got to have the weight of the world on his shoulders now. I know athletes can compartmentalize, but goodness gracious, the guy's interpreter and best friend is...
Weight of the world. It's a fastball or curveball. You swing. There's no distractions in baseball.
All right. Well, let's get to it. Again, Pat, thank you very much. Let's turn to our pal Nick Kostos. Of course, he's the co-host of You Better You Bet. Phenomenal day of programming on BetQL. Nick is going to be doing a tournament show. Nick, 9 to noon, right, for you and Ken Barkley this morning? And
yeah,
good
that's
morning.
Right, 9 a.m. to noon, so a bit of an early. I'm like up at your guys' neck of the woods right now. I got up at like 6:30 this morning, which was no fun, but good to talk to you guys. 9 a.m. to noon coming up, You Better You Bet today.
Well, thank you for making the sacrifice. We appreciate it. I'm sure you were up late.
It was a sacrifice, to be honest, but for you guys, I'll do it.
Listen, who's better than you? Nick Kostos, you're our favorite. Before we get to the tournament, though, Nick, because sports betting and wagertainment is your lifeblood, you see the Shohei Ohtani interpreter scandal. He's making bets to the tune of $4.5 million in losses with this illegal bookmaker. How do you interpret this scandal as someone who's made this your life?
Well, I think we kind of need like more information to come out. I know everyone's kind of rushed to judgment and says, well, it's definitely Ohtani that was the one that was betting. I mean, maybe, like also maybe not. You know, he fronted this dude, his interpreter, $4.5 million. To Shohei Ohtani, that's probably like, it would be like me like fronting someone like $500 probably with how much money Ohtani has. I mean, not just the money that he makes on the field, but everything he makes off the field, probably a drop in the bucket for someone he probably considers a pretty good friend. So it's possible that he's like the Japanese Michael Jordan, and this is going to be like a massive scandal. It's possible. I think it's also possible that it's not, and that this was the interpreter going rogue, and that the interpreter has a big-time gambling addiction, which is scary, obviously. Kind of like the guy that worked for the Jacksonville Jaguars and lost like $22 million of like the Jaguars money, you know, playing daily fantasy and losing money betting on sports. So I think we kind of need to all just chill for a second. Let's wait for more facts and information to come out. It's possible this is going to be one of the great scandals in sports that we've seen in this century. Also, it's possible that he was just fronting the money for his interpreter and the interpreter got himself into hot water.
All right, Nick. On a lighter note and a more fun note, obviously the tournament.
Oh, you mean that wasn't fun? Or
yeah, I was going to do Temple basketball next, but no. Okay. I, of course, like everyone is filling out my bracket. We're going to ask for early upsets, but the number one and number two seeds have been vulnerable in the last 5 years. Are there any really possible upsets? Is there a 15 or a 16 seed that we should watch this year? It's kind of hard to see those teams coming. Is there anyone you like?
No, would be the answer to that question. Do I like any of them? No. Do I think that they could cover the spread? Yeah, I think a couple of them could potentially cover the spread. I'll tell you, I don't like St. Peter's to cover. Tennessee has been bet out there. And I know St. Peter's a couple years ago made the magical run to the Elite Eight. You know, it took down a couple tournament heavies in Purdue and Kentucky along the way to get to the Elite Eight. Shaheen Holloway coached that St. Peter's team. He's now the head coach at Seton Hall. This is not that same team. And Tennessee's got, like, really, really top-end talent, including Dalton Connect. I think Tennessee covers the spread in that game. Marquette's going to get Tyler Kolek back, their best player, in the 2-15 game in the South region against Western Kentucky. I like Marquette to cover there. I do think because of the style Iowa State plays, you know, really slowing the game down, and look what they did to Houston in the Big 12 tournament title game. You know, Houston scores 41 points in that game. It's possible Iowa State just boa constrictors this game against the Jackrabbits and you know, wins like, you know, like a similar score, like 70-40. But what if Iowa State has a bad shooting game? Now, I don't know if it's going to happen in this game against South Dakota State. I do think out of the 4-1s and the 4-2s that Iowa State is the most ripe for an early upset in the couple rounds of the tournament. We did see Arizona for what it's worth. No one predicted Arizona would lose last year. They were a 2 last year, lost to the 15 Princeton, who went to the Sweet 16. I don't think that happens against Long Beach State, but everyone just keep that in mind that we did see a Tommy Lloyd team. Lloyd! Lose last year as a 2 seed in the first round of North Carolina should roll over Wagner, my wife's alma mater, unfortunately, but I do think North Carolina will win.
I like the Entourage reference there. Nick Costos joining us from You Better You Bet. They have a show this morning that's unusual. Usually you guys are on in the afternoon, but you and Ken Barkley are going to do 9 a.m. to noon across the BetQL network, and nobody does it better than you guys. Nick, where is there a give us a game or two where the point spread doesn't follow the seeding, like where you might be able to pick an upset just because of the higher seeds favored?
Yeah, so the most stark example of that would be if people have their brackets in front of them, and I always do. So I don't know, whatever.
It's wallpaper for you, yeah.
In the West region, which is the bottom left bracket, the 6-11 matchup is Clemson is the 6, and New Mexico with Richard Pitino and a couple sons of former NBA players, Mashburn and House, in the backcourt for the Lobos. New Mexico is like a 2 or 2.5 point favorite in this game against Clemson. Clemson is like a fairly nondescript, like 8 power conference ACC school, all offense, no defense, and generally in the history of the tournament, these are teams that you want to fade in your bracket, and teams that you'd like to fade betting, not just blindly. You need kind of like the right opponent to do that, but I never think Clemson is making a big run in this tournament. If you play it out 20 times, I don't think Clemson wins a couple games in this tournament. I think New Mexico is a deserved favorite there. I would definitely advance New Mexico in brackets. The other one would be South Carolina and Oregon. This is another 6-11. This is the bottom right of your bracket, the Midwest region, the Purdue region. South Carolina is about a 1 point favorite in this game, and the two schools have flipped a little bit. Like, South Carolina opened 1, Oregon then became a 1 point favorite. Now we've settled that the Gamecocks is a 1 point favorite. I like Oregon in the game. My co-host Ken Barkley loves Oregon in this game. They have tournament tested coach and Dana Altman, who's been to a Final Four. Oregon won the Pac-12 tournament, got hot, beat Arizona obviously on the way there. And South Carolina, like, we see this with 6 seeds a lot, and this is why 11 seeds have a lot of success, is because 6 seeds are generally like these nondescript, like average power conference teams that get into the tournament, and 11 is like the hot Pac-12 champion with the great coach, and New Mexico, you know, the Mountain West tournament champion. The Mountain West sent 6 teams to the tournament. So those would be the two I would look at. I have advanced New Mexico in my bracket and Oregon in my bracket.
Talking to Nick Costos. All right, Nick, I'm looking to the futures for a second. There's one future bet that really is sticking out to me. Auburn is 7th overall in the entire field to win the title, according to DraftKings. Does that mean that I have to be scared about that UConn-Auburn game in the Sweet 16? If you're looking ahead, why does Vegas love Auburn?
Well, Auburn's awesome. Auburn's really good. And that's actually, like, that's the toughest matchup for UConn in that region, because everyone will say, well, you know, Auburn's the 4, and Iowa State won the Big 12, and Illinois's the 3, and Illinois won the Big 10. As far as, like, market rating goes, like, Auburn's, like, the best-rated team. And if Auburn and UConn do play each other in the Sweet 16, it's not going to be a huge point spread. Like, UConn will be somewhere in the range of, like, 3.5, 4, like, more than one possession, but less than 2. So it'll be a small point spread there. And I do think that if anyone out there, if you'd like to get UConn out of the tournament, like, before the Final Four, where they'd play North Carolina or Arizona, I think, like, that's your chance to do it now. I don't think UConn will lose that game. I actually think Auburn's going to have trouble in the first round against Yale. Not lose to Yale necessarily. Like, if you're doing a bracket, like, you have to pick Auburn. They're a 12.5-point favorite. It's not worth the risk of losing a point to everyone who's going to pick Auburn. But I do think Yale can keep this game close. The one bugaboo, Andrew, with Auburn is that they're a really deep team, and they play a lot of guys, and a lot of guys play huge minutes, which kind of means that maybe Bruce Pearl hasn't figured out what his best lineup is, and generally you want, like, a short bench, like, in the NCAA tournament if you're going to make a deep run, which means the best players are playing all the time. So I do think UConn and Auburn will meet. I do have Connecticut winning that game, and I think I would bet Connecticut to cover the spread when we get there.
Nick Costos, last one for you, Nick, from me. The two popular high seed upsets, McNeese and Samford. So McNeese taking on Gonzaga, Samford taking on Kansas. We know about the Kansas and their injuries. Do you like both of those, or is there one you like better than the other?
Well, is Will Wade cheating yet at McNeese like he was at LSU? Because yeah. If so, then like maybe you like McNeese in that game. We'll start with Kansas and Samford. I did not like Samford at open, and I think a lot of people did like Samford at open. Buckyball, like tons of three-pointers, like really exciting team. I was kind of waiting, though, with Kansas, and this is both these teams in the Midwest region, like the bottom right of your bracket. We needed to wait to see with Kansas. You know, their two best players were out towards the end of the regular season, didn't play in the Big 12 tournament game against Cincinnati, and Kansas lost that game by 20. So Bill Self comes out and announces that Hunter Dickinson, the former Michigan big man, he's going to play, but Kevin McCullough, Kansas's leading scorer all season, is out for the entire NCAA tournament, which means he's out for this game also. Now, I will say, Kansas is still a 7.5-point favorite in this game in the betting market. Now, you can bet Samford if you think Samford's going to keep the game close. I do think Kansas is still, like, pretty likely to at least win this game against Samford, but they're definitely more ripe for upset now than they were, like, 48 hours ago when we thought Kevin McCullough was going to play. So if I had to pick one of these upsets, I would take Samford. As far as Gonzaga and McNeese go, something to keep in mind. Gonzaga's overseeded in this tournament because BYU can't play on Sundays. Like, that's actually a thing. BYU should be a 5 seed. Gonzaga should be a 6. This is accommodating BYU, so BYU doesn't have to play. Like Chick-fil-A, BYU's not going to play on Sunday. So Gonzaga, probably not like a traditionally good 5 seed here. I do think McNeese will cover against Gonzaga. Now, Gonzaga's still a 6.5-point favorite in the market, more likely to win, but I think McNeese will keep that game close. But make me pick one outright upset, I'll take Samford because Kansas's best player is out for the tournament.
Nick, I know it's March. I just want to remind you, Dan Campbell blew that game for the Lions against the Cowboys. Just want to get it on the record again, buddy.
Yeah, well, you know, you are welcome to your incorrect opinions. I got way too much going on to get angry about that 2 months after the fact, 6 weeks after the fact.
Yeah, you can tell that the team really held it against him, considering they gave him a contract extension about a week ago.
Well, Perloff, you know, you got bigger fish to fry now. Like, you just overpaid your favorite team, a running back who's going to play in, like, 9 games this season, buddy. So congratulations on that.
I got a bracket to fill out, Nick. I can't focus on these things.
Can't argue about Saquon Barkley today. Nick, enjoy the first day of the tournament. You and Ken Barkley together on You Better You Bet. Very special episode, I believe, today and tomorrow, right? 9
That's
to
right.
noon.
That's right. 9 a.m. to noon today and tomorrow. And then we have the national edition of the show Saturday morning, 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern time.
Awesome.
Nick, it's fantastic. You guys did such a good job after the brackets came out. Just got to say, that was phenomenal radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk soon.
Always love coming on. Wishing you and all your listeners, Minimal Sweats, Winning Bets, the absolute very best of luck. And I apologize. I don't know if my wife was down here cleaning or something, but the camera, my camera's like tilted to the side, and I've got like this weird like impressionist view here. I got to like fix this before my show, but thank you guys very much.
We kind of like you at 3/4.
It's weird, right?
Very arty. It's cool, and you made our show better, so thank you.
You got it.
Okay, coming up, we get back to the Maggie and Perloff March Madness bracket. That would be our bracket of one-hit wonders. A final region gets released in just moments. Don't move. Welcome back, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Okay, we've been doing our Maggie and Perloff bracket of March Madness one-hit wonders, Perloff.
Yep.
And it is time for the final region to be released. This is the Turn It Up region, and let's get going because we are short on time. The number one seed in this region, Rapper's Delight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I said a hip hop, the hip to the hip, hip hop, you don't stop the rocker to the bang, bang, boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat.
That was a one-hit wonder from the Sugar Hill Gang, strong one seed, going up against 16-seeded I Touch Myself.
That sounded wrong, Maggie. I just want to say it for the record.
Let's continue. The eighth seed in this region, I'm Too Sexy.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. And I am too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan.
That was Right Said Fred, goes up against the ninth seed Tipsy by Jaquan. Maggie and Perloff's March Madness bracket of one-hit wonders. This is the turn-up region. The five seed in this region is Blind Melon's No Rain.
All I can do is read a book to stay awake, and it rips my life away, but it's a great escape.
And that five seed goes up against 12-seeded Mo Bamba.
I'll be ballin' like a midnight pro.
Like a
I be ballin' like my brother Mo.
The fourth seed in this region of one-hit wonders, Flavor in Your Ear. And that goes up against 13-seeded I Got Five on It.
I love home court advantage there because it plays every Friday.
That is true. Sixth seed in this region of one-hit wonders, the turn-up region, What's Up by Four Non-Blondes. Wow, what a song. Goes up against 11 seed in this region, Jump by Criss Cross.
Jump. Again, protest. Crisscross, I think, had a second song that sounded exactly like that one.
Third seed in this region. This is strong. Gangnam Style by Psy. Hey, sexy lady. Goes up against 14 seeded Finally. Okay, the 7 seed in the turn up region of Maggie and Perloff One Hit Wonders. Let me clear my throat. Show y'all might get with this. Show y'all won't believe it. That is DJ Cool, goes up against the 10th seed. I'm going to be 500 miles. Okay, and the second seed, last game in this region, Bittersweet Symphony, excuse me, by The Verve. And the second seed, Bittersweet Symphony, goes up against 15 seeded You Get What You Get. And there you go. That is the final region in the Maggie and Perloff March Madness bracket of One Hit Wonders. You can go to at Maggie and Pearl on Twitter and vote. Whoever you vote for, whoever wins, they move on.
Exciting. We apologize if any of those songs get stuck in your head.
It's a hazard of the one-hit wonders. Coming up, more in-depth on this NCAA tournament on the men's side. Chris Walker's going to join us next. We also have more details for you on the Shohei Ohtani betting scandal that is unfolding now before our eyes. Don't move.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.